This is the ADHD diet. We are going to give you 10 evidence-backed ways to improve your ADHD symptoms. They're simple, you can do them at home, and these are the ones that will give you the biggest, quickest changes.
Welcome to Late Bloomers, where we are getting our lives together.
Eventually, brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Loop Earplugs. And I do just want to do a quick disclaimer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, this is all evidence-backed. I've researched it. I've hyper-focused it. But I've also gone on to Reddit. And yeah. I've looked at the ones on Reddit, like in the /ADHD thread and stuff, where people have actually said it's made a big difference.
Okay.
So it's also like Reddit researched. I feel that people should kind of know that.
And during this, right, so we're going to be offering some really, really good advice that will actually make some tangible change, and we'll potentially be asking you how you are getting on with it.
What do you mean?
Like how you're adopting this advice.
That's not on the cards.
It's on my cards.
Right, sure. Fine. Whenever there's like, I don't know, 10 game-changing tips for ADHD, the one thing that does annoy me a bit is it's very difficult for people with ADHD to form habits and adopt rules. So I don't want it to come across like that. So maybe it is fun if we see how I'm failing at my own 10 rules.
You might not be failing. You might be doing a great job, isn't it? Like, let's see. Let's get into it and see how well you are managing your ADHD symptoms via your diet.
Number one, have a high protein breakfast. Do you want to know why?
I do want to know why, yeah.
Because apparently protein supplies amino acids, which are very important in dopamine synthesis, which is the neurotransmitter ADHD brains are low on. That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. So I know a little bit about this from when I'm going to say used to go to the gym. I haven't been going as regularly as I would want. So I do know, and Tim Ferriss says a lot about this, like the science dude that does loads of research. He always talks about eating 20 grams of protein within 20 minutes or 30 grams within 30 minutes of waking up. I can't remember.
That's to do with weight loss though, isn't it? Not ADHD.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah.
I guess.
So I guess why I know about it though, and more importantly, I know what to eat. So I'm going to share what you should be having for breakfast. And then I'm going to ask you what your breakfast was today. So stuff like eggs, Greek yogurt, bacon, even a protein shake if you can't stomach solids in the morning. What did you have this morning, babe?
For breakfast?
Yeah.
I had a can of Monster.
No food yet.
I haven't eaten any.
I don't know
no.
how much protein is in Monster.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd get a point for high protein breakfast. That's okay.
Yeah.
Because I was busy researching this.
Yeah. So we need to get you some easy to eat protein for breakfast, I reckon.
Yeah, so the problem for me is, like you say, eggs. Unless you're cooking me eggs, I'm not having eggs. Ah, I tell you what I do like, Greek yogurt.
Boom.
With berries. I do love that. So that, and that is a good breakfast. Like when I'm feeling my best is often when I'm eating that for breakfast.
Yeah, okay.
Makes there sense. Might be something in this.
Maybe. Let's, well, how many have you got?
10.
So we'll see what your score is at the end of the 10. Mm. But then you don't have to do all 10, do you? Mm. Even if you did probably 3 of them, you might feel a bit better.
Yeah. Number 2, drink water consistently. Do you want to know why?
I do, yeah.
Mild dehydration impairs attention, memory, executive function and mood symptoms in everybody, the whole population. When you have ADHD and you're dealing with those things already, it's even worse. So if you're dehydrated with ADHD, it ain't happening.
So I know that you'll be good at this. Do you know why? We went out and bought some lovely bottles that are like Thermos, they're Yeti branded. They're lovely. Fill them with ice, water, so you can carry it by your side all day long. And you can set reminders. Maybe use our Dubby app to set reminders. So I'm pretty confident you'll be doing well at this. How are you doing?
Are we talking about in general or are we talking about today?
Both.
So in general, I am way better than I used to be with water. As you said, I have a lovely bottle. It's bright yellow. I love it. I don't know why, I just love like buying water bottles.
Yeah.
I think it's a thing. And I do. I have, it's completely free, by the way, to have nudges on the Dubby app. I have 4 different notifications that come through throughout the day that just say drink water.
Yeah.
That's it. And when I'm like doing well, I'm smashing it. Today, it's lunchtime. I haven't had any water. I have had a can of Monster. So that's a nil point.
Well, okay. How can I ask a question? What does drink plenty of water or drink enough? Or what does that look like? Did that come up in the research?
I think it was 2 to 3 litres.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds
so
right.
So it's quite a lot.
So you're looking at 4 Yeti bottles a day. Would you say, oh, because I'm terrible at it.
Oh,
this
no.
isn't a shame thing. I probably barely get through one.
Oh, no,
and
I'm
think
drinking,
I've had a good day.
I'm drinking one.
Yeah, so I...
Right, so it's more water than you think you need.
Yeah.
And it is amazing how when you're hydrated, like, and this goes for everybody, how much better you'll feel.
Mine affects my energy level quite significantly.
Okay, number 3. Cutting out artificial colours, dyes and preservatives. Do you want to know why?
Yep.
All of those increase both hyperactivity and inattention in non-ADHD people, specifically non-ADHD kids. This has been scientifically tested. So obviously for ADHD kids and human beings, the effect of that is even more. And I know that this is true for me because I remember when I was at university, we had a canteen.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go in and you'd get your dinner and they had one of those kind of Coca-Cola machines. And it was obviously run on like the syrup version.
Yeah.
And I would drink like a Coke or Diet Coke and I would like lose it. I'd be like, super high energy. It would drive me crazy. And it's got a little bit less as I've got older, but it definitely has a really big impact on me, those kind of like dyes and preservatives and stuff.
What I find fascinating about this is, so I'm not surprised at all that it increases hyperactivity in people, because that's fairly obvious in my mind. What I am really surprised about is that it increases inattentiveness.
I mean, I guess inattention is just internalized hyperactivity.
Yeah, okay.
So it is kind of the same mechanism. It's just showing its energy in a bit of a different way.
So how to do this, quite simply, is to eat whole food. So if you look at the back of a packet, if there's words that you don't understand or can't pronounce, then it's probably not the one for you. I read something somewhere that, like, if you read an ingredients list, if it's things that you could tangibly have in your home, then it's whole food.
It's such a good hack. And it's so scary when you do start reading labels, how many colors, dyes, preservatives are in most of the foods that we're eating. So if you're not like reading labels, there's a chance your symptoms are worse. Like because of that?
I don't know what it is, but it's the gum that freaks me out.
Like Xanthan gum.
When I read that, I'm like, what even is that? Why is there gum in this?
It's a bad name. They give them like bad sciencey names. They should call them friendly things.
That's such a good idea. If I was in the marketing team of some of these preservatives, I'd be like, guys, we've missed something here. We're naming our product Xanthan gum. I don't know how appealing that is. Maybe that's a requirement though, that they can't, they can't sound attractive. So listen, rather than ask you how you're doing, because we know you've had a monster today.
Wait. You think monsters, I don't think it's got a colour on it, has it?
I don't reckon it's a whole food monster. Do you?
No, but this was colours, dyes, preservatives.
I reckon it's probably got all of those
things.
I'm
probably going to back down. I've sort of realised it's a bit of a shame because I was going to say I thought I was doing really well because I am and have been for a couple of years way more in tune with if I'm having whole food or not. But yeah.
Well, look, I think that's a really valid point. There is no way. There will be some specimens, unique specimens out there that only eat 100% whole food. But like, you feel better. I know we feel better when we're eating 80 or 90% whole. Like, I'm not going to start making tomato ketchup from scratch. It's not going to happen. You can get better ones. Marks and Spencer's is an example, can do like single ingredients ketchup and stuff, but it's just too hard. So like, we sort of let sauces and stuff slide, don't we? But if everything on our plate, the food is whole, then we're winning.
80%, aim for 80%, you'll be winning. Okay, number four, you want to have, ideally, in every meal, protein plus fat plus fibre, PFF. Do you want to know why?
I do, yeah. Just assume I always want to know why.
I'm enjoying saying it though.
Okay, so fine. Carry on.
So it keeps blood sugar steady. And it avoids the dopamine-seeking sugar crashes and irritability. And yeah, basically blood sugar is a really big one that affects ADHD symptoms. I don't think that's going to be a surprise. Why are you making that face?
Well, because you have really had problems with blood sugar.
Yeah.
Like I remember you getting up one morning, you'd only been up an hour, you hadn't eaten anything, and then you'd like went all dizzy and was sick, needed to eat something immediately.
Yeah, yeah. I'd probably binged loads of chocky the night before. It's really sad because protein, fat and fibre isn't a Cadbury's cream egg. So, you know, I'm reading all this stuff. It's great. Yes, less symptoms. Great. Oh, of course, who wouldn't want that? But like, it's a bit rubbish that like all my favourite things are like...
I think you're unlucky there though, because if you gave me the option of a plate of meat and a plate of chocolate, I would choose meat all day long. Like I love meat. I just do, but I don't know why. But you know what I mean. I know you're laughing at me saying that I love meat.
People tend to be savoury or sweet tooth. Like that's just the way it is. But I definitely think there's something, and I saw this on so many Reddit threads, people with ADHD really can crave sugar for energy and for dopamine, so we'll often turn to sweets, junk, chocky, and that resonates massively with me.
So do you want to know how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at your plate, so some examples, chicken, avocado, fish, eggs, nuts, beans, check your plate for all three of those food groups.
So like avocado would be high fat and then chicken would be your protein. What's fiber? Beans.
Like broccoli or vegetables.
Fill your plate with rubbish. I'm joking. I know I feel infinitely better when I eat that way, but it's hard, isn't it?
So what I would say, yes, it is hard. I'm not disagreeing with you. It's harder coming off the chocky onto that, because it's like, what is this plate of boring, bland food? Once you start eating that for a few days, you like crave goodness.
That's true. Like day one is the worst, and then actually you can start to enjoy those meals.
So we've done three, you've got zero, this is the fourth. Yeah. How are you doing with this?
Obviously had a monster for breakfast, so I don't think that's protein.
Well, I'll let you go this week then.
I can't remember. What did I have for dinner yesterday?
it's a no. Like, we haven't been eating whole foods.
What did I have for dinner yesterday?
You done all right yesterday, actually. You had that...
M&S micro meal that had pasta. Now, that's a carb. Chicken, protein.
It had vegetables.
It had vegetables in, fiber. So I've done all right. Fat.
It would have had fat in there.
Lovely. So that's a tick for me. There's also been, I think, a couple of McDonald's, an Indian takeaway. So yeah. Look, I haven't been smashing it recently, but you can't win them all, babes. That's...
Yeah, but you also can't go through this whole episode saying I used to do this really well.
I mean, I think I can.
Yeah. If you can't do, teach. That's what we're doing today, isn't it?
Number five. Whenever you're eating or in your whole day, try and get 50% fruit and veg. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, I do, but...
So fruit and veg supports energy and also micronutrients that can often lower ADHD symptoms. I think everybody knows that if you eat fruit and veg, you feel better. It's sometimes just not as easy.
I know we're talking about ADHD, but can't I just eat a plate of meat with a multivitamin on the side? Does that not work the same way?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
I guess
we're not scientists.
I don't know the science of it. My gut instinct would kind of say no. Like, I think you'd be better having peas or broccoli. Mm.
Well, you wouldn't be getting any fiber, would you? If you just add multivitamins and meat.
You can get fiber supplement, like psyllium husk. So you'd have a psyllium husk, a multivit, and a plate of meat.
So what we're going to aim for is, can we take all of this stuff in pill form and just maintain the monster?
Stop. But obviously for anyone listening, we are joking.
So anyway, how? Berries at breakfast. You actually do like that.
Yeah.
Steamed veg at lunch. Apples, carrots as snacks.
So listen, I think I do this incredibly well because I'll often eat for brekkie. Yogurt with berries. I'll have blueberries and raspberries.
Yeah.
I'm not doing so well with the steamed veg at lunch, but snacks, I love to eat apple and peanut butter, and I can eat just a whole carrot.
When was the last whole carrot you ate? I don't want to be mean, but can we just downgrade your incredibly well to sometimes well or quite well? Or well-ish. I think incredibly is a bit of a stretch, don't you?
Trying to get one. I haven't had one point.
You can have half a point for that. If you want.
Half a point.
Yeah. Well, only because when you... I think I was sold until you signed off your little speech with, I can eat a whole carrot.
I know. I was just trying to slip something else in. Right. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to take a quick break. Talk about our amazing sponsor. If you are neurodivergent, it's very likely that you also have sound sensitivity. What does that actually look like in real life? That is standing at the train station, hearing the train go past and just freaking out because it all feels too loud. It's wanting to go to a gig in the evening, but having pain in your ears. It's being in a restaurant and trying to listen to your partner, but you're picking up all of the sounds around you. It can make you feel stressed out and it can kind of ruin the daily experience of being human. So that is why we at the Late Bloomers podcast massively recommend Loop earplugs. It's something that Rich and I use pretty much every day, at least whenever we go out of the house. Loop have got earplugs for every situation, including the Loop Quiet, the Loop Experience, and the Loop Engage. So whether you're taking a nap, going out for dinner or going to a rock concert, there's something there to help you. All of our listeners get 20% off Loop earplugs. And you can get that by going to the show notes and clicking the link there or going to the link in our social media bios. That's the ADHD Love profiles and it will take you straight to the website. We hope you enjoy. Right, number six. Oh dear, it's... Get rid of refined sugar and ultra-processed junk. Just another one where it's sucks. Do you want to know why?
I do want to know. You seem to be a bit dejected with you. You enjoyed saying it at first. Now you're like, oh, for God's sake.
Well, it's sort of like ruining my life because it's just calling me out. Reason why is refined sugars and ultra processed junk spikes and crashes blood sugar again, which amplifies symptoms and dopamine instability. So basically, if you're having refined sugar, which is in everything lovely, you're going to feel rubbish.
Can I add something to this as well?
Sure. Kick me when I'm down.
So, and I'm not a scientist, so if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I don't think that I am wrong. It's not even just refined sugar. So like sweeteners can do this. So diet fizzy drinks can have the same impact on your blood sugar. So if you're on like a low blood sugar diet, like Tim Ferriss one, he says you can't have any diet because it manipulates the blood sugar, apparently.
I don't know about that. Let us know in the comments if you're a scientist.
Yeah.
With some kind of qualification, not just...
I don't know whether they'd be
seen a meme once.
Whether they'd be listening to late bloomers if they were a scientist.
If you are, let us know. Especially if you're a late blooming scientist. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I know it's real because when I've cut, you know, you get those random hyperfocuses where you're like, I'm going to cut out sugar forever. It maybe lasts 3 days. And I feel so good, crystal clear, like mental energy. It's like, I know it works. It's just incredibly hard to do long term.
Yeah. I'm just going to reaffirm my thing. When I was researching fasting, you weren't allowed diet fizzy drinks either. So yeah, again, to the scientists,
you might be right.
I think that I am. Okay. It spikes glucose. But anyway, no fizzy drinks. I just don't want you to get this point because you've had a monster, but it was a sugar-free monster. Sweets, high sugar, cereals, and processed chocky. What's unprocessed chocky? Chocky doesn't grow on trees.
Cacao. So I'm guessing...
Cacao.
Cacao. Ooh, sorry, that's going to keep going. Cacao.
Isn't it called cocoa? No? Is it cacao? I think you're probably right.
Cacao nibs is ringing some kind of strange bell.
Nibs? Is that what the chocolate's made from?
I gotta be real. I'm a bit out of my depth. I'm sure I've read the phrase cacao. Is it cocoa? Have I?
Well, only because of the phrase a cup of hot cocoa, but maybe.
A cup of hot cacao? Cacao. Again, we'll find out. This could be humiliating or my crowning glory. I guess if you were having, you know, that really rubbish, like 80% dark chocky that's definitely not a dairy milk.
Oh, that's actually good for you, I've heard.
Yum.
But you like dairy milk dimes, don't you?
I like the sugar. I love it. The milk, the cream, the processed junk.
Well, you're not happy with just the chocolate either. You would like some toffee inserted into it.
It's a Cadbury's cream egg. I mean, look, I don't know what that goo is made of.
Right.
It's certainly not Harvard.
I can tell you xanthan gum is in there. That is, do you know what I mean? That is, what's that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not, but it's so delicious. So yeah, I don't know, like what can I tell you? Give up refined sugar and your ADHD symptoms will get a bit better.
No, don't give it up. That's all or nothing right there. Just don't have it very often. Like, have it as a treat and know that you might be a bit hazy or whatever. Go crazy. Like, break all 10 of these in one day. But if you have 5 days a week of doing this, you'll feel better. Doesn't have to be all or nothing.
My brain doesn't work. I want all 10 or nothing.
One thing I will say is if you do have a day on this, like, it hooks you in, doesn't it?
Because you feel so good. Yeah. Did you give us the how?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I took us on a side tangent with cacao.
Yeah.
Go on.
No fizzy drinks, sweets, high sugar, cereals, processed chocolate. We've done that. You aren't having a point for this. You're not having half
cool.
a point.
So what am I on? Half a point throughout the whole episode.
Yeah, and that's generous, babe. That's, I haven't been lied to you.
Number 7, omega 3.
Ooh.
Do you want to know why?
Yes, please.
people with ADHD often have lower levels of omega-3. Omega-3 reduces inflammation and also improves attention. So it's a really rocking thing, apparently, for us.
Hang on a minute. You might have something here. Do you want to know how? Salmon or sardines twice a week or omega-3 supplements?
I haven't had them today.
When was the last time you had them? Don't let me down here.
A few days ago.
Okay.
But like, I'm pretty regular with that.
Okay, you can have a point.
So I actually love salmon. When I cook...
You cook salmon, yeah?
I can only cook three meals and salmon is one of them. I cook salmon and I also do, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, we kind of got into taking a multivitamin in the morning, a probiotic and an omega-3.
Is tuna on there or not?
I don't know if tuna's, it's like oily fish, isn't it? I think that's why it's salmon or sardines.
Hmm.
So you're looking for that delicious fish oil.
Can't you just use fish oil? Would it be stanky? Like instead of olive oil, can't you use fish oil instead? Or would it be gross?
I mean, that doesn't sound appetizing.
Yeah, I don't want my eggs to smell like fish.
Do you want to dip your bread in balsamic and fish oil? Like, I don't think that I do. But yeah, that's like an easy win. So do I get a point for supplementing omega-3? By the way, vegans and veggies, there are alternatives for you for omega-3. We're talking very...
Well, the tablet is one of them. You can have a point. I mainly because I feel a little bit sorry for you, Bubby. You can be on 1.5 out of 7.
Oh, guys, I'm not doing very well. Oh, hold on. You might be looking up for me. Number 8, magnesium. Do you want to know why?
Oh, my. Do you know what I was sitting here thinking? I would like to know why.
Magnesium deficiency is common in people with ADHD. It affects not only neurotransmitters, but they are used for executive function and feeling calm. So it's like that kind of anxiety feeling. And I know that this magnesium is some kind of genius thing because when I started supplementing magnesium at night, it really helped me sleep. Like I noticed the difference.
Same. I think that obviously very important for ADHD. I think Sia told me this the other day that the majority of the population is deficient in magnesium. Because do you want to know how you take it?
Come on.
Pumpkin seeds, staple in any home, almonds, spinach, dark chocolate, or an evening supplement.
There you go. So I do take an evening supplement.
Oh my God. Right. Come on.
Babe, can you just, like, we're meant to be on the same team.
Where's the pot of magnesium?
Next to the side of your bed.
When was the last time you had one?
A couple of months ago. There's magnesium in my daily supplement as well. I'm sure my multivitamin.
When was the last time you had that?
Can you?
Look, babe, look. Clear is kind.
Yeah,
right,
fine.
Let's work together after this episode.
It's been a while.
So you're not having a point there. But you do know what you do, what you can say categorically with confidence to everyone listening is that it does make a difference. It's tried and tested because you used to be really good at it.
Sure. Number 9, eat on a regular schedule. Want to know why?
Yes, please.
It helps to keep your blood sugar levels. So a lot of these are to do with blood sugar. When your blood sugar is low, you're going to have worsened symptoms, inattention, irritability, and impulsivity. The link between blood sugar and ADHD is huge, not only scientifically backed Reddit research, but also I know that because it messes me up loads. So if you eat regular, which is like 3 meals a day, plus some, you can have some snacks in there as long as it's not Cadbury's cream.
Or like a whole carrot, that sort of thing. So how you do this is like phone alerts, reminders, eating at the same time every day for breakfast. How do you think?
So I think obviously today I haven't eaten breakfast or lunch.
Yeah.
I think normally, like, I am quite good. Like, I will have my yogurt and berry breakfast. I will have soup and Ryvita for lunch or something on the go. And I will always eat a dinner. Like, I'm okay. Where I'm not amazing is my snacking, especially in the evening, goes sugary. So I'm not always having my, like, apple and peanut butter.
But a challenge to this particular one.
Yeah.
Doesn't talk about what to eat.
Just says regular schedule.
So I think you're probably all right with that.
Stop. Do I get a point?
You can. Yeah.
What am I on then?
2.5 out of 9.
Got to start somewhere.
You have, yeah.
Okay. Got to start somewhere. Also, I know, this is the second time mentioning Dubby, but it's free. So we don't get anything from this. It is just a tool that's available. If you download Dubby, we have this thing called Nudges. And you can basically set up, so you could have like 3 notifications on your phone that's like breakfast time, lunchtime, dinner, and then you tick it off to show that you've eaten.
And meds and stuff like that is a hugely popular, yeah. Isn't it? In the same, yeah. Or vitamins. You could add vitamins to it.
Oh, look at you.
Magnesium and omega-3. Dubby could knock off about 4 of these.
You've just slid us into point number 10 because it's a vitamin.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you hadn't said that yet.
Yeah, but this is a big one.
Okay.
We're finishing on vitamin D.
The big D.
Do you want to know why?
Yes, please.
And I need to understand this more because I've said this on like 3 different things. ADHD deficiencies. Sorry, vitamin D deficiencies are overrepresented in ADHD. So it seems people with ADHD are struggling with magnesium, vitamin D, omega-3.
Why?
I don't know. I need to look into it. It's super interesting. Maybe just because we're sensitive sausages.
Yeah.
But vitamin D is so important for energy, brain function, mood. If you are low in vitamin D, you are going to feel like rubbish. And I have got a little anecdote.
Oh.
Do you remember when I thought I was dying a few years ago?
Yeah.
Loads of stuff was going on. I didn't feel very well and I went and got a blood test.
Oh, yeah.
And it came back and I was convinced I was going to have like a thyroid issue or something really bad. And I came back with a vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah.
Started popping the old vitamin D and it made a huge difference. This is one of the most popular ones on the Reddit thread as well. A lot of ADHD people start taking vitamin D and notice.
Well, there was also another occasion where you thought you had something deeply, terminally wrong with you and were investigating, went to see some fancy doctor in London.
Endocrinologist.
Yeah. Turns out, by the way, it was perimenopause and now you're feeling great with
HRT. We need to do an episode on that.
But the guy said everyone in the UK will have a vitamin D deficiency. Everybody in the UK should take a vitamin D supplement.
Yep. And he said take a really strong one once a week because it's easy to do. We have our little vitamin stack in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have said that earlier. We haven't been doing it recently, mm-hmm. but we were taking vitamin D every day throughout winter. Recently, I've been out in the garden. I've been sunbathing and you also get vitamin D from sunlight.
Is there a link between when the sun's out, everyone's in a better mood with vitamin D, do you think? As well as it's just nicer for it to be sunnier.
I don't know. I definitely notice with just any human being, the sun comes out. It's like, oh, my depression is gone. Like so many people feel better. Maybe. I mean, it would make sense, wouldn't it? That everyone's vitamin D is up and that affects mood and functioning.
Yeah.
But what do you think for me?
Well, how to do this is sun and supplements. You're probably half a point because you've been good, but like recently, I don't think we haven't been taking any of our supplements for a while.
For a couple of weeks. But how often have I been out in that garden the last couple of weeks? Anytime there's sun, I'm out there.
Yeah, that's true. Is that for your vitamin D? Is that why you do it? Like, I need to go and get some vitamin D. You can have half a point. So did what did you end up on? Three. 3 out of 10. Look, 3 out of 10 ain't bad. Meatloaf sang that, I think. It was 2 out of 3, I think.
Guys, what I hope we've brought to you is the real relatable side. That even though all of these things can make a massive, simple difference for us, we might know it can be hard to do, and that's okay. Rather than trying to implement all 10, why don't you try one or two? Get more water today. Eat 3 meals a day. Pick the few that are easiest for you to do and give it a go. Keep us posted. Let us know. If you've also got some diet tips that have been a game changer for you, let us know in the comments. And
if you have enjoyed today's episode, leave us a like, subscribe, follow, or even if you've liked our new Late Bloomers cue cards. But if not, don't worry about it, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.